Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ed Montague. Batting second. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Joe Sewell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wes Farrell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Wes Farrell. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Cedric Durst. Batting second. The third baseman, Bobby Reeves. Batting third. The second baseman, Bill Reagan. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Earl Webb. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Tom Oliver. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Rabbit Wurstler. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Phil Toad. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Milt Gaston. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Milt Gaston. And now, play ball. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is called out on strikes. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill takes first base on ball four. Porter moves to second. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Porter tags and moves to third. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Webb. Hodapp reaches second base with a double. Porter scores. Averill goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Indians. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst hits a pop-up into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan hits a pop-up towards short. Montague settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 0. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive towards first. Tote reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wurstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 0 for 1 in the game. Montague hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Farrell moves to second. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reeves fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gaston fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Morgan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Reagan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Hodapp hits a pop-up towards first. Tote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst is 0-for-1 in the game. Durst hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-1 in the game. Falk hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4. With the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves is 0-for-1 in the game. Reeves hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0-for-1 in the game. Reagan hits a pop-up into right field for a base hit. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Webb takes first base on ball 4. Reagan moves to second. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliver hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 0-for-1 in the game. Wurstler hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Reagan scores. Webb moves to second. It's 2-1, Indians. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0-for-1 in the game. Tote hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Montague bunts towards third. Reeves fields it and throws to first for the out. Farrell moves to second. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Porter strikes out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wurstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston is 0-for-1 in the game. Gaston hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst is 0-for-2 in the game. Durst hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves is 0-for-2 in the game. Reeves hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Durst moves to third. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Reagan hits a line drive into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Morgan strikes out. Berry drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Morgan out. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Hodapp hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Oliver. Hodapp reaches second base with a double. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-2 in the game. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hodapp scores. It's 3-1, Indians. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reeves fields the ball and throws to get the runner, and throws the ball away. Tote picks up the ball and throws it to Berry, who tags the runner out. Sewell moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6. With the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Webb hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliver hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wurstler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0 for 2 in the game. Tote strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Farrell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Montague bunts towards first. Tote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Farrell moves to second. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Averill for the out. Farrell moves to third. Porter moves to second. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Morgan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Farrell scores. Porter scores. It's 5-1, Indians. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wurstler fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 2 in the game. Berry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Russ Scarrett pinch hits for Milt Gaston. Russ Scarrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarrett hits a pop-up towards short. Montague settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Durst hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Berry moves to second. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Reeves hits a line drive into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Reagan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Buschi now pitching. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 3 in the game. Falk hits a fly ball into left field. Durst settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote scoops it up and throws to first, with Buschi covering, for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 3 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bushy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Webb hits a pop-up into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 3 in the game. Oliver hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wurstler hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0 for 3 in the game. Tote hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tote for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 3 for 3 in the game, with three singles. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wurstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Montague takes first base on ball 4. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Porter hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Montague moves to second. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Morgan hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Oliver. Morgan reaches second base with a double. Montague scores. Averill goes all the way around to score. It's 7-1, Indians. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 2 for 4 in the game, with two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Hodapp hits a fly ball into left field. Durst settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Rothrock pinch hits for Charlie Berry. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock hits a line drive into center field. Averill picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Averill. Rothrock moves to second. Charlie Small pinch hits for Frank Bushy. Charlie Small is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Rothrock moves to third. Charlie Small is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Small takes first base on ball 4. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Small. The throw from Sewell and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Rothrock scores. That run is unearned. It's 7-2, Indians. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Durst hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Durst for the out. Small moves to third. One out. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Reeves hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Reagan hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Boston Red Sox, 2. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.